Residents of 18 communities drawn from 6 parishes are to witness dramatic changes in their living spaces, courtesy of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund's Integrated Community Development Project, ICPD. The $42 million US initiative seeks to promote holistic community upliftment and redevelopment through the provision of basic infrastructure and wide-ranging social initiatives. Over 80,000 residents are expected to be impacted by the ICPD over its 6-year lifespan. It is slated to run from May 20, 2014 to May 20, 2020. Funding is being provided by the World Bank. The 18 communities to benefit under the ICPD are Hannatown, Denhamtown and Tivoli Gardens in Kingston, Yorktown, Treadlight, Curato Hill and Canaan Heights in Clarendon, Central Spanish Town in St. Catherine, Retirement, Anchovy, Barrett Town and Granville in St. James, Steertown St. Anne and Russia in Westmoreland.
So as a first phase, we are going to conduct cleanup activities in all of the 18 communities. For this year, we will be starting in 12 communities, so we will have major cleanups in your homes, on the streets, on the dump sites in the communities, and we will replace these dump sites with green spaces.
Environment Coordinator at the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, Dr. Milton Clark. He adds that the National Solid Waste Management Authority will receive 2 new garbage trucks to help facilitate this aspect of the project. Cleanup activities will begin early February.
The next part of the project is the training of community members as environmental wardens, and you will be gazetted as legal officers to enforce the regulations under the Solid Waste Management Act. You'll be able to give tickets to persons who are offensive of the National Solid Waste Management regulations. And we will also employ those persons for up to 3 years and therefore assist with the employment situation in the communities.
Primary schools will feature quite prominently in the implementation of the project.
We're going to target the children in the primary schools by introducing a school environmental program in all the primary schools in the project communities. And we will introduce sustainable environmental clubs, an environmental awareness program, a recycling program, a composting program, and a school gardening program.
Detailed plans have been drafted for the implementation of the social components of the project. Social Development Manager at JSIF, Mona Sue Ho, tells us more.
There are so many persons who have expressed an interest in skills training and also in short-term employment. So we'll be doing some work with Heart NTA and a number of private partners. We're also looking at persons who have small businesses who may need additional training in like finance and marketing and costing to be able to grow their businesses.
Ms. Suho says in coming weeks, residents can look out for GSAT clinics and a grade 6 school leavers seminar. In the medium to long term, JSIF will also be partnering with the Jamaica Constabulary Force to introduce mobile mediation centers in each community. Regularization drives will be launched, geared at encouraging persons to legitimize their electricity and water supplies. Managing Director of JSIF, Scarlett Gillings, is urging residents of participating communities to play their part in ensuring the success of the ICDP project.
The community-based organizations and residents who will benefit from this project, we are counting on your support in order to implement this project successfully. We want to hear your input.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has lauded JSIF for its initiatives to raise the quality of life for Jamaicans in vulnerable communities.
It is important that we place serious focus on community development. We want to have a safe and peaceful Jamaica, then we must work with our communities to ensure the development of our communities all over Jamaica.
If you live in one of these 18 communities set to benefit under the Integrated Community Development Project, get ready to support the initiative and see your community transformed and your life changed.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.